What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Don't Tell Mom podcast.
I'm hyped, Cullen. Today is Tuesday.
It is two times Tuesday. Look, for all the people in the back, it is two times Tuesday.
What does that mean, Cullen? What the hell does that mean? It means you can listen to us twice on Tuesdays because you can watch us on YouTube and you can listen to us on your favorite podcasting platform two times.
Listen to this. Listen to this.
Oh, that's nice.
You like that? That's that ASMR.
Can we do some whispering podcasting? I'm totally into that.
Oh my gosh. What's up, everybody? I'm Cullen. This is my sister, Brittany. We are on episode 115. We've done 115 episodes during pregnancies, quarantines, surgeries, all sorts of house selling processes and everything.
It's been
crazy, nonstop. So if y'all haven't subscribed or favorited this podcast, then you are missing
out. What are you waiting
out.
For? Do
you
it.
Are missing
Do
out.
It now. This oh is the brother-sister duo where anything and everything goes. And we've had a hell of a run so far.
It's been fun.
Today is no different, Cullen.
Choking on the Red Bull.
So what's up, man? How you been?
What's up with everybody listening and watching? And I've been good. How are y'all doing out there driving and getting around? Everybody's got their kids back in school now, hopefully.
Getting back into a normal routine, we think. We're trying anyway. I'll tell you what, my routine was messed up this morning.
What happened? You got here, the little baby over there. We got Lily in the house.
Yeah, we got Lily over here.
Lily Mae down in the
hay. Y'all remember, we did this same thing a year and a half ago with Sophia.
Yes, she is so freaking adorable.
Different set location.
But, yes. We were over at the Mi Casa, Su Casa.
That's right.
Before
Look at that
we got
bean.
The house
we
on the market.
Bean. Corey was like, we got to stop calling her the Bean. Because what if like she just grows up thinking that's her name is the Bean?
Hey, Butterbean. Are you
the
a llama bean?
Bean on the scene.
Are you a Butterbean, llama bean? Or a green bean?
She's a lily bean.
Or a sweet pea.
She's a sweet pea lily bean. So
what did you do this weekend?
So
what's
listen,
been going on?
Okay, any, I got cool I got news? Things to tell you guys. I got a bitching with Brittany.
Oh, here
episode.
We go.
So
we need some
bitching with Brittany.
Yeah, we need some theme music before
like
these
make it totally off
little segments.
I love it. So this morning, we'll start yesterday. So let's go all the way back to last weekend. So I actually had a great weekend, Cullen. I went to the lake. It was it's Corey's birthday next at the end of this week on Saturday, but we couldn't go on Saturday for some reason. Anyway, I bought him for his birthday a weekend away at the lake with his family.
That place looked awesome, by the way, according to your Instagram. I was like, where is this?
Yeah, it was sick. And it was like $550 for 3 nights. Which
Airbnb?
Is, yeah, it was 4 days. So it was good because it was like enough to where, because we have to pack the whole house when we go on a trip. So it was enough of time away to where we weren't like ready to go home. Like we weren't like, all right, time to go home, like sick of it. But we were there long enough to where we could kind of unpack our stuff and feel like we weren't rushed. You know, we usually go on like 2 day beach trips and it's always like, why did we even
living
do that?
Out of your suitcase instead
instead of just like, you know, making it home. So we went to the lake to celebrate Corey's birthday, which was awesome. It was a little cloudy, but we made the best of it. And the girls had a ton of fun playing in the water. Sophia is a fish now, in case y'all are
awesome.
Wondering.
Awesome. I know you were behind the scenes talking about being worried about her life jacket. Or not wanting to wear one
jacket.
Or something
like
that.
The floaty things that we had, they were like too big for her, or she didn't like them or whatever. But I ordered a life vest, like one for going on the boat, because I was thinking like they're not going to let us rent this boat and take this baby on this boat without a life jacket, you know, that fits her.
Wait, and so did the boat come with the rental house?
No, there was a boat there that they were supposed to move and they didn't, but it's fine. But we rented a boat from, you know,
one
marina,
of the marinas?
Yeah,
oh,
right down the road,
cool.
And then we were able to drive the boat from. So what we did is I dropped Corey, or no, we went boating for like an hour or two, and then it was time to go in for lunch and naps and stuff like that. So Corey dropped me back off at the van. I drove the girls home in the van, and he took the boat out. So he got a couple times on the boat by himself, you know, with a cold beer, and he was doing good. He was enjoying it. But I'm telling you, Cullen, 10 minutes in that lake, and, you know, we would take turns because somebody had to be on the boat with the kids. And, you know, like I would take 10 minutes and I'd have my little cocktail out there and I'd be floating in the water. And I had a rope that I attached to the boat. And I'm not on like a tube, but I was on a tube, you know, just a float. and I would get far enough away where I couldn't even hear them. And I'd wheel myself out there, and I'd have on the rope so I could pull myself back in. But we took turns, and it was really nice being able to just go out there and float and just sit and float and be silent and still. And Cullen, seriously, is my favorite place in the whole world.
The water is amazing.
The water, yes. I mean, it calls to me. So we, you know, obviously left thinking, well, we're going to go buy a lake house. We're actually looking at lake houses this weekend. One of our favorite things to do, and it's probably really dickish now that we've noticed like what you have to go through and selling your house, where you have to like pack up and leave for somebody to come look at it, I actually feel really bad about how we like make it our pastime to go and look at houses,
request showings and stuff.
Yeah, we'll call a realtor and be like, we want to look at this house, and like we're really not trying to buy a house.
Yeah,
we just want to go look. It's like what we like to do for fun. You know what I mean? So like, I feel really bad now knowing.
I wonder if there's any other people out there. Y'all like to just look at houses on Zillow or Realtor.
Like, we like to go to open houses for a date night.
Really?
You know what I mean?
That's interesting.
We'd rather do a date day and go to open houses.
I feel like I want to avoid any like name giving or phone number giving, because or the hassle of like
they're gonna just pester the
shit. Like
people pester shit out of me anyway, Cullen. It's just noise at this point. It's like added to the list. I mean, just another one. It says potential scam most of the time.
Yeah, that's true. And I feel like there's other people out there listening or watching that maybe do that too, as far as just browse the real estate websites just to look around and see.
Oh, yeah. We're selling our house and moving every other month. I mean, because we found the golden house, you know, which we really do fall back in love with our house like every time we do that, for the most part. But, man, there's something about being on a lake and being able to walk out your door and walk right onto a boat and go. And it's like, that is the best feeling. And it's not like in the ocean and the beach, which this is the big debate, lake or beach. I put that on my Instagram the other day. And I've got a lot more lake than I do beach, because it's like, you don't have to worry about the sand, and you don't have to worry about...
That's true.
And like, you can actually walk out. I guess on the beach, you can walk out and get on a boat too, but... Just there's just something about the lake, and the water's calm, and you can go kneeboarding or tubing or jet skiing or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You can do all these like fun water sports where it's really too choppy to do at the ocean, and
you're lucky to even do like a stand up paddleboard at the ocean or at the beach.
It's literally, Cullen, it's literally my favorite. I mean, we had so much freaking fun.
The ocean or the beach, I guess, depending on where you live in the panhandle of Florida or the Gulf, it's like Caribbean clear water, white sand. So it's like you can see
beaches
through it, but a lake, I don't know what's under me.
Yeah.
And that's where I get kind of
down here too.
It's freshwater gators, but I get kind of nervous, like not necessarily, but there's some days where the lake is like green and you can like see, not to the bottom, but you can like see your foot underneath the water, you know, to a certain extent. But, the unknown under the water is what kind of freaks me out sometimes.
Afraid of a little water? You remember that guy? What's the matter? You afraid of a little water?
Yeah, where was he from? I don't know.
I don't know.
I remember growing up, Dad had a business partner or something, and we rented, or he let us stay in his lake house. And that was our first excursion, or maybe second, I don't know, to visit a lake with
the boat. I remember, because you got a huge splinter.
Oh, God, yeah. Dad had to get like a razor blade and cut like half
running on the deck too fast.
Foot off. But we were at that age to where we were mobile. Like
we could kneeboard, and we could do stuff.
12,
we could swim.
11, 10, something like that.
It was awesome. I remember that trip, too.
We learned. It was one of those most memorable trips as a kid, because we learned everything. Like, we learned how to kneeboard. We learned how to ski. We fished. And it was just the whole process.
We went to the beach as a family every year, but the lake was like a special treat.
Yeah.
Yeah. That wasn't a regular thing, because my mom is definitely a beach girl.
Yes, yes. And I remember going to the lake in my adulthood life with some friends that had the freaking jet skis. Oh, my God.
Cullen.
The jet ski.
That's
did y'all get on the jet
I've
ski?
That's the closest I've ever been to God.
Oh, I know.
it's like that aha feeling.
I get on Facebook Market sometimes and just look up jet skis just to see if there's like a good deal, because I don't even live near a lake, but I will find a lake if I have a jet ski, because
I
fell in love with that little mini crotch rocket whistle blowing thing in between my legs.
Have you ever been out on a sea on a and been on the lake or been on the water? really the lake more so than the beach, because I don't really like doing them on, it's too choppy on the beach.
I would never even think about it. I don't know. Yeah.
But like, have you ever been out there? I'll tell you, Colin, and I just have to, I'm going to let you finish, but I'm going to let you finish. But I just got to say, Colin, one of my finest moments in my whole adult life, and we talked about this when we were talking about God one time, and it was when, like, that's how I know God exists, is when you have those aha moments, uh-huh. right? That's how, like, I'm spiritual, and that's how I know, right? And I had one of those moments, and I was 20-something years old, and I'm out on the, if any of y'all have been to Horsetooth Lake in Colorado, it's out in Fort Collins, Colorado.
That sounds like somewhere in Alabama.
I know. I was thinking, was it Houndstooth or Horsetooth? But mm-hmm. it's Horsetooth Lake, and it's in Colorado. And Colin, let me tell you, it's a lake. It's not a very big lake, but it's a lake. And it's got like mountain view all the way around of the Rockies. I mean, it's these giant, beautiful mountains where you're standing at the bottom of it, and you know there's God. Because he's like, you got these huge mountains. It's the most beautiful thing you've ever seen. And then you're on the water to top it.
Oh, my gosh.
And then you're on a Sea-Doo.
Yes.
And then you're flying, and Colin, I'm getting chill bumps. I'm literally got chill bumps talking about it skin. Because that I was on one, and you know when it's just you and you're by yourself and you're on it and yes. you're wide open on that thing and you got the wind and you're going, whoa!
And nobody can hear
so
you.
You're so happy.
Uh-oh. Yes. She's like, no, we're not.
I'm getting riled up. but you're so happy that you like just scream it. Like you're just like, whee! Yeah, yes, you know, yes. And there's nobody around you, and you're just like smiling ear to ear.
That is the best feeling in the world. I remember even riding motorcycles, like our little dirt bikes and stuff, and having that feeling too of like this, or four wheelers. It was a four wheeler. And I'm like, oh my God, this is like the land version of a jet ski. But there was one time people.
And have you ever done the ice? Was it the snowmobile?
Snowmobile, no.
Yeah, those are fun too.
People will argue. And I can't argue back with them how dangerous jet skis are, because they are a dangerous little device that goes up to 60, 70, 80 miles an hour, depending on the make and model. But
nah.
I almost...
just make sure you put the brakes lid on.
Yeah, oh, the red thing that just the emergency brake.
Yeah.
I almost killed myself on one time. I was at the lake with some friends. It was in high school, and we were riding doubles. So I was flirting with this girl. This was way before girl, you know, Katie. All this stuff. But I was flirting with this girl. I was like, yes, I got this fine dime piece on the back of my jet ski that's not even my jet ski.
Colin, this back when you had that blonde, you dyed your hair blonde, you had that flip, that Alabama flip.
Yeah, and the puka shell necklace and the Abercrombie. Yeah.
That tan.
Yeah, and I had on one of those like neoprene thin life jackets, you know, the black that was all squishy.
Looking slick.
Yeah, and my muscles, my biceps were hanging out. And me and this other guy... We were going together, and we both had a girl on the back, and we were going side by side at first, and then I let him get in front of me, and I was like, I'll follow you, because he knew the way around the lake. Mm-hmm. I didn't know where I was going. That's another thing, is you can get turned around out there quick.
Depends on what lake you're on.
Yeah, and be lost. But
we didn't have GPS back then on our phone. We couldn't whip our waterproof phone out. Yeah, our right. GPS.
So we're going, and then all of a sudden it starts to rain. It starts sprinkling. Mm-hmm. And we're like, oh, shit, there's a storm coming. And that's the worst place you want to be, is on the lake during a storm. Mm-hmm. So we start gunning it, and we're like just, at that
like
point,
bullets.
It's like bullets, yeah, in your face, just choo, 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 choo. And, I feel a burp coming.
Ew.
I was about an 8.
Anything goes.
But, so we're gunning it, and the girl in the back, I won't name any names, but she... says something to me. She like was pointing somewhere, like, oh, look at that house, because that's another cool thing to do, is just ride around and look at lake houses from the lake.
Yes,
she said something about looking at a house, or like something about the couple in front of me, and I turned around, and it's still raining, and I turned around, I said, what'd you say? And then I turned back around, and the couple in front of us had come to a stop because a boat was about to go by or something. Something happened. And literally going about 40 miles an hour, I just see the back of this girl's head and the jet ski, like the nose
of
my jet ski.
I've never heard this story. Wow.
And
dang.
I just instinctual, like, just reflex, just just yanked it to the left as hard as I could.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I couldn't stop. There was no way to, because, you know, even if you stop, well, so what you happened? Still you glide. Hit him? Yeah. So I yanked it to the left. It barely misses the back of her head. And me and the girl ramp off the back of their jet ski like this. We all go airborne. I do like a flip.
Like all four of you.
Well, they fell off to the right side.
Okay.
Me and the girl went this way to the left side. I was doing like a flip. Like the whole jet ski went upside down. I did a flip. I felt something.
Sounds like a Jason Statham movie.
Yeah, right. I felt something hit. That I thought like we had killed the girl. Like it was one of those, like I just hit the back of her head and killed her.
Oh my God, Cullen.
Come up, the emergency thing went off, you know, the jet ski was like on its side and then it flopped back over. When I came up and my eyes were shut and everything, they were not on their jet ski anymore. And I was like, oh shit.
I killed
shit.
Them. They're drowned.
I
They're
killed
gone.
Them. Where are they? They were on the other side of the jet ski.
Oh, don't tell mom.
Yeah. And then the girl that was on the back of mine was just screaming in pain. She was like, and holding her leg up out of the water. And it was kind of like tilted a little bit, you know, to the right. And so I swam over. I started kind of bracing her shin. It was her shin up under her calf. I braced her calf up under my hand and held it up. Swam back to the jet ski to where we could hold on to something. I asked them if they were okay. They said yes, they were fine. Missed
trying
them.
To locate bodies.
Literally missed them by inches. Inches.
Dang.
No damage hardly to either jet ski. It was like the perfect ramp off the back of, you know, because these
this
jet
is
skis.
Stunt devil.
These
stuff,
these right? jet skis have those like platforms that you can climb up on the back, you know.
Wait, so how'd you break the girl's leg behind you?
I didn't break it. It was literally just a massive, massive bruise. But she had like I don't know how to explain it. You know how when you kick something really hard?
Yeah.
But the way she was holding it up. And it was her foot was kind of turned in a little bit. I thought it was broken.
Yeah.
No broken bones.
Wow.
No broken jet skis. We got on the jet skis and we just cruised back home.
All right, time to go back.
And then told everybody back at the place and told the owners of the jet skis to check out everything, make sure there was nothing damaged. No damage. I think there was like a scuff mark on the one that I hit.
That is crazy.
Talk about
Cullen.
Like adrenaline rush and like my life flashed. Ugh. When people say their life flashed before their eyes, that's probably one of the most memorable moments.
Because you could get like knocked unconscious and then drown. You know?
Yeah, I literally think I did a flip and grabbed, like, I want to say I like turned around and grabbed her in that midair as I it was
trying to be protective.
Yeah, it was so crazy. Because as soon as we hit and I jerked and hit, I jumped. Like, I pushed off because I knew that I was like, there's nothing I can do. I'm not going to just sit on here and get let it land on me.
Thank God you had the, you didn't freeze and you actually turned it to where it worked
out. Oh my God.
Like, it sounds like luck that it just worked
out. Like, my heart,
way.
My blood pressure right now is like through the roof probably because I'm like reliving all that trying to, I totally forgot about that until we started talking about lakes,
right?
And that was I've ridden jet skis since then, but now I'm like eyes on the road, you know.
It's like you would crash on a lake. I mean,
right?
I don't know, like I rode motorcycles for a long time, you know. I was with a guy and I was a Harley babe, so you know, I was a biker bitch, and so that, like, I when I think of jet ski, I'm like, well, nothing's more like scary.
A motorcycle's
way more dangerous. Yeah. Like a jet ski's light play, you know,
right,
what I mean? Child's
right.
work for somebody who's riding motorcycles around. So
yeah.
If you ever fallen off one of those, you know, but it's like, I just never thought of a jet ski being dangerous until you just told me that story.
Oh,
like,
man.
Oh my God.
Well, yeah. And then you got the ones that'll ride in the back of the wake of the boats and they'll like ramp your waves and stuff.
Yeah.
And then those can easily,
because
people
air.
Will crisscross each
How
other.
How old were you when this happened? I've literally never heard that story.
High school, 16, 17, you know, one of those
mm-hmm.
age groups.
Yeah.
Trying to be all
now
cool and stuff.
A fool.
But every time I do get on Facebook Market and look up jet skis, I also see like the tubes, the professional
yeah.
tubes that you get to pull. And that's when I get the itch. And I'm like,
oh, I love
our
it.
Our kids would love to be pulled by the inner
Brooks
tube.
Brooks would, oh my gosh,
oh
he would
my
love
God.
It. Y'all, I remember going, because we used to go all the time. Like, I had a boat. And my buddy had a boat. He had like, and then his dad had like one of those really fast boats. And his dad, we had like this group of friends. We called us the Wolf Pack or whatever. So we all of the Wolf Pack would go, and we'd go to the lake, and we'd all pile up and we'd had those big tubes, you know, that you, it's like a couch that you would sit on. And it's so funny because there'd be like two or three of us on this thing and we'd be holding on, riding, and it'd be all fun. And then my buddy EJ and me, we're both like, crank it up, let's go faster. And then we have like our friend Meg, the real like in the middle, like, no, let's just go real slow. You know what I mean? We're like, oh no, you got on the tube with the wrong people, baby. Oh, so,
competitions to see who could like try to throw the other person off.
Like we are like, that is more dangerous than a jet ski, I think. Because my friend's dad was the one pulling us in the jet, in like the really the speed boat. And he was like jerking us. And he was trying, when somebody's trying to throw you off.
Oh man.
He was trying to throw us off. And my buddy EJ, he's like a spider monkey. He's got both of us girls and he's got his entire body over us, holding on to each one of the things, pinning us against the thing. And we are literally flipping underwater and back around.
I've seen those pictures going on around. Facebook, I think. Yeah.
We're like literally like doing the most out
there. Have you seen those videos where the guys are like trying to get thrown off or not? But there was one that caught air one time and it literally took off up in the air like 30 feet and was just floating in the air and then comes crashing down.
Boom, but can you hang on? Can you hold on?
Have you ever wakeboarded?
Yeah, I wakeboarded.
I can't get up.
I can get up on that. I can't get up on the skis.
All I can do is skis. I can't slalom.
I love the kneeboard.
Kneeboard's the best.
That's my favorite because it's easy and it's like, you know, you can still have fun. You can still jump a little. And
I like the skis because you can, I mean, once you get going and get it figured out. But I feel like a wakeboard, if I could figure out how to get the hell up, would be awesome. And then there's the wake surfing, or where you actually get behind a boat going like 10, 20 miles an hour, and you're not holding onto a rope or anything, and you're just like, I don't know how the science behind that all works.
I don't know. I'd love to do, you know what I'd love to do is the little jet packs. I've always wanted to try one of those out in the lake.
Oh, where you, the water where shoots
it's
up
It's like literally like a jet pack.
Oh,
and
you
go up, and then I've always wanted to do that. And then the one, well, I guess this one's at the beach, but with the, like, you have a kite and you're holding on to it and you're surfing.
Yeah. Kite surfing.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I doubt I could in the shape I'm in right now, but I mean, you know, it's like a girl can dream, right?
I've seen Justin Bieber and several others post a new toy, a new lake toy or beach toy or whatever. And it's kind of like it's basically a remote controlled surfboard or wakeboard.
Okay.
And so you basically have a rope that's on the front of the nose of it.
Okay.
And you stand on the side, and on the handle of the rope is it's gas powered. Uh-huh. And so it's like, and so you're literally surfing or skiing or wakeboarding or whatever without a boat or anything. And these kids are doing tricks and stuff. It's crazy.
Anyway,
golly, I could talk about the lake or ocean.
I'm telling you, Colin, like, I know y'all had talked about maybe moving down to the beach. We're moving to the lake. So,
and I remember last time we went to the lake, we said the same thing. I was like, a lake house would be so nice.
Yeah, right? I mean, it is. Like, to be able to walk out and just see the water. It was great. The water was perfect. Oh, my God. It was amazing. And it's like that because we're down here in Alabama. It's like that three seasons out of the year that you can go. And even in the winter, it's not like our lakes freeze over down here. Like, Corey, where he's from, he grew up on the lakes up there in Canada, you know? So, he loves it. He absolutely loves it. Up there, they got the loons. You can hear the loons calling at night, and everybody's got their fires, and I mean, he just talks about it so romantically every time he's talking. I mean, he really, really would love to live on the lake.
The frogs croaking on the lily pads.
Well, then I get back home, and it's like back to reality. I'm like, do I want to carry a damn baby up and down the stairs to that boat? Or, you know what I mean? Like,
you could figure out a way to like do a remote control or something another,
right? Like, get a pulley system.
Yeah, like a pulley system or something.
Put him in a bucket, pulley him down there. But we did. We found a house. So the house that we were staying at, It was awesome. I mean, it was a cute little house. It was like perfect for us. But we found one two doors down. They had one. It was an estate sale going on, and so we looked at it, and it was an estate sale because they were about to sell the house.
You may hold that baby. Yeah. Let me see what she does. It's a full time job over here.
It's a full time job. We're about to take her. We got to wrap this up soon because I got to take her to the doctor, the ear doctor.
We got a hard stop on today's podcast here in a little while. One thing I was going to say, and something I like find absolutely fascinating, is
she likes you.
Is that there's a couple guys that I follow on Instagram and YouTube that do lake dives. So they put on scuba gear and they go like searching for lost iPhones.
Oh, that's cool.
And they've actually like returned working iPhones to their owner like a week later.
Put it in some rice.
Well, yeah. They're in a waterproof case or something, but the person just was riding a thrown off one of the tubes.
I wonder
or
how
something.
Many sunglasses they found.
Oh man, that's all they found is fishing lures and sunglasses, and then they found like shotguns and pistols, and they'll take them to the police office to like get them to, you know, maybe
that's
solve a murder.
Cool.
But like, could you imagine? It's so incredible because the technology that they use, they can like talk underwater in their and or not necessarily talk, but they can like anytime they're it's so murky, but anytime they're like digging through, they've got their little metal net, and they've even have waterproof metal detectors under there.
Oh yeah,
and they're like 20 feet deep.
They get down on that,
and I mean, there's fish flying by, and
lake
carp, like nasty fish with teeth and stuff. But anytime they, you can see them like scooping, and you can feel, and then you hear them go.
Oh God!
Because they're like, oh my God, I found an iPhone.
Oh yeah,
you know. And then they'll go to where people go tubing down a river, and where there's that waterfall or drop off.
There's gold.
Oh
down
my
there.
Gosh!
They found cameras and all kinds of shit.
All sort of like,
jewelry, keys.
Yeah, I was about to say engagement rings.
They just need to go down here to Limestone when we go tubing.
There was one video they did with the guy called What's Inside. He lives in Utah. He had one of the only gold-plated Apple Watches at Lake Powell, I think it was, in Utah or Idaho, somewhere. I think it's, is it Utah? And he lost it like last 4th of July. And this past July, he called the guy that does the treasure hunting.
Uh-huh.
He was like, well, where'd you jump off? He showed him where he jumped off. He watched the video back that he had posted and went down
found
and
it.
Found it.
Oh,
and
shit.
Got it working again.
Wow, that is crazy.
It's insane.
I love it, Colin. That's what I'm going to do.
It's so fascinating.
I've decided. All right, today. It's decided. We're moving to the lake and I'm becoming a lake pirate.
You would absolutely have fun because I love like just digging around and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially at the beach too. I'm like, oh, I wonder what I could find. But watching this guy do, I'm going to send you his link and I'll link him below if y'all are interested, because I'm sure several of y'all probably even, it's like, oh God, I can't even remember his name, but they literally find some of the most unbelievable stuff. It's absolutely crazy.
Oh dude, that'd be so cool. What a cool like day job, you know what I mean?
Stuck down the rabbit hole one night. Katie's like, are you watching them swim around digging up dirt again in the lake?
Well, let me tell you, I got two houses down from the one we were renting, we went to an estate sale there, whatever. They're selling the house. I called the realtor. It's not even listed yet. They're selling it for like $269,000, which is unreal because right next door, they're building a $2 million house.
Oh, gosh.
And it's 4,000 square feet.
What?
4,000 square feet. It's just old. But it's got great bones. It's brick. And we're like literally considering, Corey's flipped houses. You know, he loves to like remodel and do all that stuff, the renovations. And we're like seriously thinking about going and buying that house. Like we almost put an offer on it that day.
Oh my gosh.
But like how cool would that be? 4,000, it's like it's got an upstairs where you have a kitchen and everything, a downstairs you have a kitchen and everything. You have the most beautiful view of the lake. I mean it's
all you need. Yeah,
it was so cool. It's got 6 bedrooms. I mean it was huge. So anyway,
oh my gosh,
I'll tell you next week.
Yeah,
I know we
kind of got off on a tangent today. This is a shorter podcast.
We had 10 things to talk about. We got through one. So, y'all just stay tuned for next week. Thank you though so much for listening and for watching and supporting us. Make sure to hit the subscribe button, give us some comments, some likes, all that good
let
stuff.
Let us know, Lake or Beach, which would you
lake
prefer
or beach
to live at?
Yeah.
And if you've ever found anything in the lake, what's the craziest thing you found?
Y'all go over and follow us on Instagram, and we'll be asking that on our stories later today. So thanks.
Don't tell mom.
Yeah, thanks, guys. See you next time.
Peace.
Peace.